Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Want to lose up to 15% of your body weight? Fridays helps you achieve lasting weight loss. We combine GLP-1 medication with nutritional coaching, mental health support, and fitness plans tailored just for you, all included in one monthly price. At Fridays, one price, every month, all doses, and everything is included. Getting started is simple. Take our quiz and get connected with a provider to start your journey. Fridays is certified by LegitScript, so you know the medications are produced safely by accredited pharmacies. Check us out on Trustpilot with over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait. Save $100 off any plan when you start your weight loss journey today. Visit joinfridays.com and use code Fridays100. That's joinfridays.com, code Fridays100. Joinfridays.com, code Fridays100.
Medications will only be prescribed by a licensed clinician if deemed medically appropriate after a thorough consultation. Results are not guaranteed and may vary by individual. Compounded products are not FDA approved or evaluated by the FDA for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Please visit our website for important drug safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Good. Really
morning.
We have a recording session right after drop off today.
Yeah.
So cheers with a coffee, Gretchy Poo.
Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Tell them why, because you're bailing. You're going to.
I'm going to Chicago. So, and literally right after this, my bags are packed and I am. And my mother-in-law just told me last night, I'm going with her, and she's bringing her dog. She's like, oh, we have...
Yeah. Oh, her dog lived. Oh.
I'm so glad. You should tell the dog story.
No, okay. I want to live, and so I'm not going to tell the story.
Well, when Gretchen was over here, I'll tell the story. But then I have lots of stories to tell. But her husband, my mother-in-law has this little dog, and... it's like the light of her life. I would say it's probably even more the light of her life than anybody's child. And the dog ended up eating some jalapenos that were left over.
Thinly sliced jalapenos. Like paper thin.
And who even, I mean, what dog is going to eat jalapenos?
So weird.
So she
it's
was.
A weird dog.
She almost murdered Jeremiah, Gretchen's husband. She blamed him for leaving the house.
He said he would pay the vet bill. He was real sorry he left a plate out by the pool.
Oh, I mean, it's fine.
Listen.
That dog.
Now he knows what I went through when I met Connie for the first time.
I know.
Connie, we love you. But come on, you're a little feisty.
The dog The dog also ate pot once and had to go to the hospital.
So the dog has like no taste buds or something?
I don't think so. It's tiny. It weighs maybe 5 pounds. It's a little mini Pomeranian. It has alopecia. I mean, it's got all these problems, but it is very cute. And her name is Sugar Plum. But anyways, we'll start off with a funny little story. Maybe I'll post a video of Connie. She's a funny
lady. Yeah. So the first time I met Connie, this is pretty funny. So Tabitha had just gotten engaged to Sean and I was throwing the bridal shower at Connie's house.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a beautiful home, right?
Yes. She's, with white carpet.
Yes. She has one of those rooms that is like all white. She's mm-hmm. one of those people. Okay. And so I had to bring, at the time I was living on a boat.
Yeah.
And I had to bring my puppy with me. I had a brand new puppy because I couldn't leave her alone. And had a great chat about setting up the bridal shower, but somehow that dang puppy snuck away from me. Took a big old dump in the white room.
Pooped on the white carpet.
Pooped on the white carpet, like a big, runny, messy.
Oh, God.
Gnarliness. And so then I saw all of Connie's colors that day. And then I felt so bad. I had to call Tabby and say, oh, Tab.
Were you crying?
I just met your mother-in-law. Something happened.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm so sorry. But she forgave me. And
because it's a dog.
We're great friends now. I said I'd pay for the dry cleaning or the carpet cleaning or whatever.
She owns a dry cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny, funny. I have a couple funny stories, Gretch, for this week. So
okay.
One of them was my kids, they go to this school that every so often, like once a month or once every other week, they have a assembly and they have to wear this assembly dress, right? It's like a fancier dress. And I thought it's winter dress and spring dress. Well, I guess there's a fall dress also, which is the same as spring.
Oh, you don't know about the fall dress?
I didn't. And so I thought fall and winter, they kind of go together. Spring and fall don't really go together in my book of wardrobe.
Okay.
So I put my kids in the winter gear. Mind you, winter gear is wool pants and a wool jacket.
Yeah. And it's like so hot. It's like the hottest week of the summer right now.
I know. And so I'm thinking to myself after I take them to school, like, God, I just can't imagine that they need to be in this wardrobe today, right? So I pull up the email and I'm like, oh shit. It's actually the little like, you know, lighter stuff. Plus my son's in kindergarten. And so he's doing the like major thing that the assembly was for that day. So I run back home. I get their clothes. I run back to the school. I walk into the kindergarten class with like unannounced. And I'm like, hi, I have his like a correct clothes. She's like, oh, great. Cause you know, it's a little hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I start changing him in the bathroom. He's like, Mom, it's like, I thought these pants were weird because I can't even sit crisscross applesauce. And so I pull like down his pants to change him. And I forgot to put like take off his pajama pants. So
what is wrong with you?
He's wearing his pajama pants plus the wool pants plus underwear.
My gosh.
And so they're just those like thin, like Spider-Man pants. Yeah, but still. Oh my God. I was like, holy cow. Okay. I need to get it together, lady.
My kids like to free ball it all the time. I always have to like get on them. They will try to put on their clothes without underwear.
I know. I think it's just more comfortable for them to do
that. One time, actually, we were at Jeremiah's grandparents' 60th anniversary party. And I put the girls in dresses.
Yes.
And this particular part of his family is pretty conservative.
Uh-huh.
Anywho, somehow forgot the underwear and all the kids got on stage. and saw London and France and some more.
Oh my goodness. Were they like, you're the worst mom ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a, I'm not going to forget those to take off the pants anymore.
Yeah. Try not to.
And now I'm fully aware of what uniform they need to be in at every, you know, specific occasion. But I also wanted to tell you about this other funny story because you were here the other day for Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And my older daughter, she's 9, and she was setting up a carnival. Do you remember this? Up in her bedroom. I don't know if you knew, but...
No.
Okay, so she had 2 friends over and they were doing a carnival. And my boys were playing with them, which is kind of odd because she's usually like, get the boys out of my room, you know?
Right.
But I'm like, okay, whatever. They're having a great time. We're having a great time. I mean, 3 bottles of wine later between the 3 of us as girls.
We maybe drank a little too much.
Maybe we did.
Yeah.
Our friend Amber texted us the next day. She's like, I think maybe we drank a lot of wine last night. I was like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe all those bottles in the trash were ours. Anyhow, so she texts me the next night and she's like, hey, G came in with $70 and said Colton and Kaden gave it to the girls for their carnival tickets.
What?
I was like, what? She's like, yeah. So I go downstairs. I'm like, Kyla, something happened here. Were you taking the boys' money? So the boys have a safe in their room with their Tooth Fairy money and their birthday money.
Yeah.
And they used all of that money, paid the older girls so that they could win their stuffed animals. Like Kyla gave them her own stuffed animals from these carnival games that she was making.
Oh my gosh.
And they got like over $100 from the boys.
Oh my gosh. And she gave 70 of it to G?
Yes. And another so much to our neighbor down the street. I had to text her mom too and was like, hey, I think that.
I need that money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? I was like, these little girls are like swindling these
boys. Except for that. I mean, Kyla didn't keep all the money.
Oh,
she gave it away.
Well, no, she didn't keep all of it, but she kept some of it.
Oh,
they split it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So I was like, okay, Kyla, did you know that was wrong in your heart?
What'd she say?
Oh, yeah. She, as soon as I told her that I knew, she ran to the bathroom and she's like, I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh.
And then I went into the bathroom and she's like, Mom, I have a lump in my throat and I just can't. And I'm like, you know what that is called? When you do the wrong thing, you feel bad in your heart and you will feel bad in your heart forever. I'm like, Kyla, you knew that was wrong when you were doing it. She's like, I know. I was like, then you can't do those things.
Yeah.
Or I think she would have thought about it for the rest of her life.
Jeremiah always gets so mad at me because when I like call out the kids for them lying, I'm always like, you know, okay, if that's what you say, but you know, if you're lying, your heart turns black. He's always like hitting me like, you know,
I think it's okay.
Shoulder hitting me like, come on, isn't that a little extreme? I'm like, I don't want them to be liars.
I think it's okay.
Listen, I'm not trying to raise a little Belle Gibson around here. Okay.
Lying is like my pet peeve. So really, I'm like, you guys cannot. I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap if you do.
Right?
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
So.
Bananas. Hey, we got some shout outs.
Yeah. Do it.
Okay. One from Tifrico.
Tifrico.
Maybe her name is really Tiffany and that's like her like online name. Anyways, thanks for the 5 stars. Love it.
Love it.
Another one from Rex Davis.
What up, Rex?
He's hooked. We're hooked on you, Rex Davis. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Another 5-star from Crime Lady.
Ooh, good name.
Yeah. Like it.
Like it.
And Shake a Leg.
Oh, I really like that name.
Yeah.
Shake a leg.
Shake and bake.
I was like, how did you get that? I feel like every one of those Apple things are taken, those names.
They are?
Yeah. It's like you have to be like Crime Lady 5678920.
And there's one last one from Lysane Cali 5.
Ooh, Lisanne, do you live in Cali?
She must.
Lisanne. Awesome. Anyways. Thanks, guys. That's really makes our hearts full.
It does.
And I also wanted to tell you, we got some products sent over to us from Helio Skincare, and we've been using it, and it is amazing.
Yes.
We use the moisturizer, and you know what I love is this oil. I mix it with the moisturizer. It's pretty insane. And the face wash is like so smooth and silky. Loving it. So anyways, they gave our listeners 25% off if you go to helioskincare.com. It's H-E-I-L-O skincare.com. And if you type in crime 25, you get 25% off.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I got to say, guys, this stuff is pretty legit. And I come from a fresh face of using no products. I don't know if I've shared that on the podcast before, but I'm pretty much like...
An open canvas?
I buy my skincare at Trader Joe's and put all my money into Botox. So when you actually use stuff that is legit, notice a big difference.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know, I have been noticing your skin looks real good lately.
Yeah, and I've been noticing your skin looks very good lately.
Thanks. I finally got the Botox this week, though.
I noticed. She got it in her lips, you guys.
What?
I said that you got it in your lips.
I got it above my lips.
One little dot
on each, just to lift the lip a little. Because you know, when you get older, your top lips fold down instead of up, y'all.
Yeah. You can't be having the wrinkly lips or those angry lines in between your eyebrows.
No. I know, the wrinkly lips, because I use a straw with everything. And now that I have Invisalign, you guys, I got Invisalign. I need the straw to drink out of so that my Invisalign trays don't turn, you know, like coffee color.
Oh my God, you're so high maintenance. It's boring.
I'm really not. Out of all my friends, I am the least high maintenance. I promise
of
you
your
that.
Friends. Yeah. Pool parties on a Tuesday, moms. Yeah.
Yes. I'm down in the barrel there,
yep.
Okay?
Yep, that's why you're hanging out with me in the bottom of the barrel. Okay, I have a story.
Okay, let's get to it, dude.
Okay, Tabby, today I'm going to tell you about a case that I know you already know about, but I don't think you know the whole story. Okay, it's the case of Blaze Bernstein, a college student who went missing while home from Christmas break last year.
Yeah, in Orange County.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I remember this, and it was really sad.
Yeah. Him and his family lived not far from me in Lake Forest, Foothill Ranch area of Orange County. I think you have a friend that lives there.
Jenny and Casey live.
Mm-hmm.
Same. And it's a really small little community there. Mm-hmm.
Blaze is the oldest. I know you're not taking a picture of me right now. You are not taking a picture of me
I
right
am
now.
Because my dog is sitting next to you and it's so cute. I'm taking it from far away so you can't really see. You could smile if you want.
I'm not smiling because I'm not happy about this picture. Okay.
She's real pissed, but I'm going to post it.
Yeah. Okay. Blaze is the oldest of three. He was raised in a close-knit Jewish family. His adorable grandmother was actually a Holocaust survivor.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah. When you see pictures of Blaze, you can just imagine that he was actually, as his friends and family described, funny, smart, thoughtful, sarcastic, and creative. He just had that look of someone bright and kind. Blaze attended the prestigious School of the Arts for high school, OSHA. He was the kind of kid that had many friends. One of his best friends was a girl named Rhea, who gave an interview on 48 Hours, and she recalls walking on the beach with Blaze and him coming out to her. Coming out as gay. Mm-hmm. She said that, of course, she was cool with it, and according to his parents, they had told Blaze that they embraced whatever his sexual orientation was and that they just wanted him to be happy. According to some of his other friends, they all knew that Blaze was gay, but he generally didn't advertise it. he didn't want it to be like something he was stereotyped by, and he just felt that it was part of him and it didn't define him. Blaze was lucky enough to have so many people around him that were.
I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because you know I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns.com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided, investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then iXL is right for your family. iXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. iXL is backed by research, and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with iXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of iXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXL.com/today. Visit iXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, listen, you are not alone. After I turned 40-something, let's not really name it, but my goodness, I started feeling different. I mean, my body started to change. My mood was something crazy. I just felt off. And if you are like me, most people just told me, oh, it's your age. Well, listen, I don't take that. I found something that actually works, and I am bringing it to you. If you have not tried Hormone Harmony, it is time. It is amazing. I'm telling you, hands down, this stuff. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages. If you are struggling with life's disturbing symptoms such as PMS, menopause symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, or low moods, I mean, hello, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, check mark here. Occasional bloating and gas, and no desire to be in bed next to someone. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Well, yeah, that is where Hormone Harmony can help you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use my code CLINK at checkout, and that is happymammoth.com. And use the code CLINK for 15% off. I promise you, you will love it.
Supportive.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds like he really understood it at a young age.
Yeah, very mature.
Yeah.
So he went to school for a few years with a student named Sam Woodward. Sam did acting at the High School of the Arts. It is not clear exactly when while attending the school Blaze and Sam met, but it is clear that Sam didn't have the relationships with friends that Blaze did. There is also a possibility that Sam was also struggling to come to terms with his own sexuality. In his sophomore year at the high school, he texted a student that is referred to as Jared in an article on Mother Jones. In the article, the reporter interviewed Jared, who was openly gay and actually head of the Gay Straight Alliance group at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
According to Jared, Sam texted him questions like how he came out. The conversation the two had through text eventually moved on to Sam propositioning Jared that the two hook up, and Jared rejected him and the two stopped talking.
Oh.
Yeah. So Jared did share the text messages with his friends, including Blaze, and rumors that Sam was gay spread throughout the school. Now, let me tell you the reason why at a school of the arts where it seems like it's the kind of environment where kids are super cool with being LGBTQ,
yeah,
whatever you fancy, that Sam's sexual inquiries became kind of hot gossip was that being gay did not fit into the persona that came across from him. Sam was known as a loner. He actually had a reputation for being racist and homophobic. This is probably because Sam had an affection for some stuff that made him stand out from his other fellow students at the time. Like, he liked drawing the Confederate flag.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote the N-word all over a play script that was about a Black family. When he did a monologue for acting class, he did one from Brad Pitt's character in the Nazi movie Inglourious Basterds. Have you seen that? We all know you love Brad Pitt.
Of course I've seen it.
You have? I've never seen it.
Okay, you have to see it because...
Really?
This Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is by the same Quentin Tarantino, and it's the same sort of thing. It's a crime, or, you know, like Hitler, and this one was Charles Manson, right? And he changes the endings of something that happens true in history. And so it's incredible. Like, these movies really are, they're very artistic. So you
should. I just feel like my mind is too, like, much like pot to, like, follow.
No, you could follow it.
Tab called me yesterday at home and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't want to tell you.
She didn't want to tell me because she's watching them like
My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck is that? I've never heard
trash,
of that.
Yeah, total, like, trash. Yeah.
You will like both of the, please watch them both. One, you can just rent today on Apple TV. Okay. So just do that.
Okay,
okay,
I guess.
Also, I just thought of really quick, let's just backtrack a second, is this guy was, Blaze seemed to be portraying things that were opposite of what he thinks that gay men are like. And did you just hear about in the news that that guy that was did like conforming gay people?
Oh, no, conversion therapy. Yes.
Actually came out as gay.
Well, of course he was.
I know. So that's why I'm saying, like, you try to do opposite of what.
Yes, I do. I have a theory about this.
Okay. You're probably going to go get on with that theory.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about it a little more in a sec. Okay. But okay. So you get the vibe that this is like the last kid these other high school students are going to peg as being gay.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. So I don't know if the rumors about Sam ever got back to him about being gay, but he transferred to another high school the next year.
Mm.
Okay. After high school graduation, Blaze went off to the Ivy League college, UPenn, where he excelled and even had some of his work published in the Penn Review. As for Sam, after he left OSHA, he dove further and further down a rabbit hole of online fascist and racist forms.
Mm.
His online name was Sam the Saboteur. His internet sleuthing would eventually lead him to a group called Atomwaffen, which means atomic bomb in German. This is a, and can I just say one thing about the Germans that live next door to me?
Yes.
Okay. They both drive Mercedes-Benz, right?
Yes.
Which I didn't realize were German because I'm you know, me, right?
But you know what she
but
did
realize?
But
do you not think this is weird? My husband thinks I'm crazy. I'm like, I think that's weird. They both drive Mercedes-Benz SUVs, like the same one.
Yeah, that is weird.
I think it's so super weird.
But you did realize that they had a VW in their garage, like a camper van. And you did know that was German.
Yeah. Which the van is really cool. I mean, it's like the only cool thing about these people. Okay. Okay. Back to Adewafen. Okay. This is a military Nazi group of approximately 100 white supremacist males that call each other brothers and get together and play with guns and they wear skeleton buffs over their faces. Do you know what a buff is?
No.
Well, I do. It is like this thing that leaves your eyes are, it's like a handkerchief that goes over your face. Below your eyes.
Okay.
Guys wear it when they go hunting and stuff. Yeah. You see it on the Duck Dynasty,
right,
et cetera. Okay. They idolize this book called The Siege, and they're super anti-Semitic. Surprise, surprise. So sadly, it seemed like this is the group where Sam found validation and acceptance from other young people, and he now had a group he could call friends.
Mm.
Yeah. So in researching Sam, I wanted to see what kind of family did he come from? Was he being raised by animals? Was he abused? How does this happen? Because it stuck with me because at some point, Sam had to audition to get into that prestigious high school.
Yeah.
So he must have been talented. How did a kid who grew up in one of my favorite places, Newport Beach, become so ideologically twisted and hateful? Well, I don't know. I don't know if he was abused, but it doesn't appear so. His parents are still married. They live a quiet life as devout Catholics that go to mass every day.
No way.
Yeah. I have read multiple statements from former classmates that knew Sam that said they had always imagined that if someone was going to shoot up the school, it would have been him.
And so what was going on? There's got to be something.
That's the big question mark of this case. I don't know what was going on with him. And I just think that it's one of those things that we have to identify these kind of kids like Sam while they're still kids. And we have to do something not to isolate them and to channel their energy into something positive, because otherwise they start channeling it towards hate. And hate is bullshit. And the way Sam is characterized by all these classmates is the way that every other sick sociopath that go on to commit like gross acts of violence are characterized. So I think we have to catch it young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my little PSA. Okay, so at some point in 2017, Sam and Blaze's paths would cross again. Blaze came across Sam's profile on Tinder. Sam's profile read, "Hunting is pretty fun, politics are cool, and Game of Thrones is all right, I guess." Okay, so Blaze and Sam super liked each other on the app.
Okay.
And as it was happening, Blaze sent his friend Alex a screenshot of Sam's profile. His conversation with Alex went like this. OMG. We all knew it. Jared was telling the truth for once. Holy shit. Okay. Do you remember who Jared is? Gay Straight Alliance kid?
Yes.
Okay. According to the Mother Jones article, Blaze continued to send Alex screenshots in which Sam told Blaze, "I've got jungle fever and fucked like 5 black chicks since I got on here a month ago. In terms of men, I'm looking for an outdoorsy person to be a spotter and assist me in deer hunting," end quote.
Hmm.
The two kept messaging and Blaze told Alex, "Oh shit, he's about to hit on me. He made me promise not to tell anyone, but I have texted everyone." Uh-oh. Alex replied, "Ha ha 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 ha. Fuck Sam Woodward."
Oh.
Blaze said, "I'll have to coax it out of him. I had to stroke his ego to get him to tell me he thinks I'm hot. Please hold. According to the text exchange, Sam wrote back, "You're not too shabby looking yourself, Blaze." I don't know how the conversation dropped off or if they kept regularly conversating, but we do know that on January 2nd, 2018, the two young men communicated via Snapchat. Blaze was home from college at the time, and Sam was back living with his parents in Newport Beach after spending a few months in Texas and Colorado with his Atawafim friends doing some Atawafim shit, like preparing for the impending race war they think is always about to happen, or something else really productive, I imagine. So anyways, we know about the Snapchat because the following day, when Blaze's parents realized after he missed his dental appointment that he had never come home the night before.
You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics' True Age test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys. The habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDiagnostic.com. So TRUDiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Okay, I have to tell you a quick story really, really fast. But I was walking with my friend the other day at tennis, and she was asking me if I use this app that you get cash back when you're shopping. She was telling me all about how she gets cash back at, I think, Neiman Marcus. Well, I was like, yes, I use an app called Rakuten, and I've been using it for now forever, what seems like. You guys have heard me talk about it before. You heard Gretchen talk about it. And she was like, yes, that's it. Rakuten is the app that I use also, which 17 million people use Rakuten. But I mean, I was super stoked to know that one of my friends is also saving money. And I'm telling you, you guys, cash gets deposited into my PayPal for me shopping. It's a no-brainer. It's also super easy. You just download the Rakuten app and you start shopping at your favorite stores. There's 3,500 of them, so it's easy to do. I go to Nike, Sephora, Macy's, what else? Ulta. They all have cash back. Now, get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for those details. That's Rakuten. That's again, Rakuten. Your cashback really does add up.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
They tried getting into Blaze's social media accounts looking for clues and successfully got into his Snapchat account where they could see that he had given his home address to Sam. According to Blaze's friend Lily, she received a text from Blaze that night at around 11:30 p.m. that said, "You won't believe what's happening right now," but it didn't elaborate.
Oh.
So Blaze is missing. And the only clue that we have is that he communicated with Sam that night. Sam Woodward was not a name his parents say they had ever heard before. Sam was cooperatively interviewed by authorities, and he told them that he had picked up Blaze, and they went to Borrego Park, and that at some point he had lost him. While he said Blaze wandered off in the park to look for another friend to surprise Sam with. So it's a really big park.
Yeah, I've never been there.
It's really big. And there's like, I don't know, like sports fields and like stuff. So, I mean, I guess maybe, I don't know if they ever believed him at the time, but, you know, that's what he said.
Right.
Okay, so this is the point when I first learned about Blaze being missing. It was widely covered by the media. Being that I live in Orange County, it was all over, like the moms groups on my Facebook page. The search for Blaze was massive and focused on Borrego Park. And on January 4th, while investigating, an officer actually spotted Sam Woodward there
in Borrego Park.
Yeah. Yeah, this is when Sam told the officer that the night Blaze went missing, Blaze had tried to kiss him. He said that he got mad because he thought that homosexuality was disgusting and that Blaze had apologized. So the search continued for Blaze for 7 days. And then after a colossal downpour of rain, Blaze's body was found in the park by where the officer had seen Sam 5 days prior. Blaze had been stabbed 19 times. So sad.
So sad.
So Blaze's funeral was a full house at the synagogue, and friends and neighbors tied ribbons on trees and poles everywhere. Sam was arrested on January 12th for Blaze's murder. Police found Blaze's blood in Sam's car. And when they searched his house, they found the murder weapon that still had Blaze's blood on
no
it.
No way.
Yeah. After Sam was arrested, his Adam Waffen friends celebrated the fact that Sam had killed two birds with one stone, since Blaze was both gay and Jewish. They had t-shirts made with Sam's mugshot on them. There are also conversations on the secret Adam Waffen forum that were obtained by a journalist that have Sam discussing how he liked to play a game where he liked to rope gay men into flirting with him on dating apps and then shut them down using derogatory terms and laugh at them for fun. So, I mean, I don't know if Sam's real feeling was he was gay or not, but it reminds me of, like you're saying, this guy with the conversion therapy thing. I feel like the more anti-gay you are, the more you are gay. Like Ted Haggard, do you know who that is?
No.
He is this like evangelist that was, you know, very anti-gay.
And, is
and
he
he's
gay?
Like very gay. Yeah, he's like very gay.
I mean, I don't get it.
I think people can't come to terms with it sometimes.
Inside themselves.
Inside themselves. Yeah. And so they channel it and become hate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what to think. I mean, on one hand, it's like, was Sam just making this up, or was he making up what he was saying to his friends?
I think he was making up what he was saying to his friends to feel validated in some way.
Yeah.
And deep inside, he really wanted to be the other way, but just couldn't. I mean, you do understand he was living with, you said, very devout Catholic parents, which
may or may not have been accepting.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know, but you can only imagine. I mean, why do so many priests become priests? Because they're gay and they can't come to terms with being gay. So they just will be like, I'm going to be celibate until, you know, they can't be celibate. And then they, you know, go after little boys.
Yeah. I hate it. So at Sam's arraignment, his parents attended with their lawyer and priest. They didn't give any statement except to please respect their privacy. Blaze's parents did not attend. Sam was not given bail and he pleaded not guilty. Sam has since appeared in court additionally for a second arraignment and preliminary hearing. He has maintained his not guilty plea as well as denied the enhanced allegations that make the murder a hate crime. Sam has switched attorneys this year. It is unclear why, but before he did, his first attorney claimed that Sam might have Asperger's and that he had severe mental disorders, as well as that it was not a hate crime because he said that Sam had been conflicted about his sexuality for years. So I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, he is corresponding with these people of hate. And
well, Blaze, regardless of whether Sam is or isn't gay, he targeted Blaze because he was.
Yeah.
So it's still a hate crime.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And stabbing someone 19 times? That's
obsessive.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's overkill, literally. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as it stands, he has another pretrial hearing that will start January 25th, 2020. Sam faces 26 years to life.
Okay, so he hasn't even been sentenced or...
No, it takes like 2 years to like get a trial together.
I know, but I feel like
he should just plead guilty and just go away. But he's pleading not guilty, so he's just dragging this whole thing out.
Come on.
I do really... Blaze's parents have said that they will not attend. Unless it would... They said... I saw their statement was like, they said that they would only attend if it meant that they were needed to bring justice to Blaze, but otherwise there was no...
Well, I hope they go at the end and give a victim impact statement.
Well, I just... 26 years to life? No, 26 years. Life.
Life. 100% life.
Yeah.
And he'll find out if he's gay or not in jail.
For sure. Okay. Well, on the upside, Blaze's parents started the Blaze It Forward movement. They have a Facebook page with almost 26,000 members.
Good.
And the focus is celebrating acts of kindness. They have raised thousands and thousands of dollars that they have used to award scholarships to Blaze's beloved High School of the Arts, in addition to giving donations to charity that protect children from violence and foster emotional health. They also marched at the forefront of this year's Gay Pride Parade in Orange County. So seeing how his parents have channeled their grief into so much good in the world in the short time since Blaze's senseless murders, you can see how Blaze turned out to be the young man that was described as an exceptional mind with the heart of a poet. There is a rock garden dedicated to Blaze in Borrego Park, and it's filled with rocks that people paint and leave in memorial to him. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You should do it today on your way home.
I know.
Actually, I have a painted rock that Colton painted at school.
You do?
Yeah. I should give it to you. You could take it. It has like some stars on it.
Stars and moons.
Glitter.
Match a heat copy your bikini.
Like my bathing suit. I ordered a new bathing suit.
You did. Colo. I'll bet you did. Where did you order it from? Tell the truth.
Your favorite, actually. I ordered it from Beach Bunny, the place that I also have the lacy
hooker underwear bathing suit.
Uh-huh. Beach Bunny has a sale right now. And so the only problem is on their sale bathing suits, it's final sale. And so I've ordered two, and one I cannot wear at all And so I just like lost out on that money.
Yeah.
Bummer. But the other one I can wear. But yeah.
All right.
So blaze it forward. I love that.
Blaze it forward.
And I'm so sad for that family because that's a loss of life that really had potential.
Oh, yeah.
I'm almost like, what the fuck, man? Like, why can't these drug addict losers, child molesters, all be the ones to like get murdered?
It's, you know? This case was a little complicated because in truth, I mean, there was a lot of news outlets covered this story because it is like such a, I mean, he's just such a exemplary young man and just a fine family and the grandma with the Holocaust thing, you know, right? But they all left out the part about him talking to Sam on Tinder and stuff like that, right? Except for this one article, which is why I kept quoting it from Mother Jones, because I just want to, that's what we do is
but listen,
look at the whole truth.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that Sam could have found out that he wrote those words about him and then just kind of retaliated?
Yeah, I think that Sam was retaliating against Blaze, but I don't, and I don't think that Blaze kind of pulling Sam's puppet strings and telling his friends, you know, about it was cool. But I do not think even one drop of it was Blaze's fault that he was murdered.
Oh, 100% not. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But I think that that is where media outlets, you know, they don't want to cross the line and say like, oh, are you shaming him for, you know, like whatever. But I would just say like, it doesn't matter what Blaze did. He was, you know, it doesn't.
And he's a kid still.
He's a kid. He's a total kid. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I went to a bat mitzvah last weekend. My second one that I've ever been to. Did I talk about that last time?
No, you didn't.
No. And it was, I mean, holy moly. It was amazing. It was like a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's truly expensive to be a Jew.
Oh, I was thinking, okay, these.
And people, because you got to go to all these bat mitzvahs and you got to give a lot of money.
If anybody doesn't know, which I didn't, it has to be in 18s. Okay.
Okay.
So 180, whatever. Remember, we were told this after the fact. So
yes,
it's good luck if whatever you give is in the domination of an 18.
Yeah.
So next time I will make sure.
Oh, you didn't do that this time?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, you're off the list.
I totally am off the list. But I'm,
you will get no Hanukkah card from them this year.
Oh my gosh. Maybe not. These people have three. I guess you have a bat mitzvah or a bar mitzvah, so it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a boy, but at least if you have a boy, you only have a bar mitzvah and then you don't have to pay for the wedding. These people have three girls and then three weddings after that for their.
Oh my gosh.
And this was over the top, like way better than my wedding. Oh, and this is a funny thing. So they had a silent disco for, you know, a very small portion of the event. After dinner, they were like, okay, everybody go into the ballroom and we're going to have a silent disco. Adults, grab these headphones. Kids, grab these headphones. So we're rocking out, you know. And the DJ is playing the music you hear onto your headphones. And it's like Tom Petty and then Bruce Springsteen comes on. And I'm thinking, are these 13-year-olds really rocking out to Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
And I took off my headphones for a second and I heard what they were singing. They're like, they're singing like Flo Rida and
no like, way.
Oh my God. So they have all the adult headphones on a, you know, Rolling Stones and the kids are listening to their music, which is pretty incredible that they could do that. But that was a fun bar mitzvah that I went to.
You rage all the time. I don't.
Well, I'm going to a wedding tomorrow in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. You still know people that are getting married.
It's Sean's cousin.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to Cabo to rage for Jay's birthday, 40th.
That's
going to
be a rager, I'm sure.
Oh, that is going to be a lot of fun. 100%.
All right.
Yeah. So that's it, y'all. If you like us, you know what to do.
Yeah, you know what to do.
Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and other social media sites that we do, like Twitter. Not very good at it, but
we'll get better.
Whatever.
We have Facebook and a Facebook group.
And if you tag us on Instagram, we'll send you a sticker, I promise.
Yeah.
And that's all.
All right.
Okay. Good one, Gretchen. Thanks for telling us about Blaze. And we'll get an update. We'll get an update on Sam once the trial's done.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Clink, clink, y'all.
Clink, clink.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.